The U.S. began the distribution of COVID-19 vaccine with healthcare workers, which seems to me to be the right place to start. The sacrifices that healthcare workers have made over the last several months should ensure that they are vaccinated as soon as possible. And we should be paying attention to what they are recommending as they see the outcome of our failures. It appears our friends, the Russians, hacked at least two federal agencies, which was acknowledged by the White House without identifying which of our friends, or should I say, Mr. Trump's friends, did the hacking. Mr. Pompeo, Russia, and Mr. Trump, China, contradicted one another at week's end. I'm taking Mr. Pompeo on this one. This is just another example of Mr. Trump's misplaced analysis of the damage that his friends have inflicted on the United States and will continue to inflict on the United States without a substantive response from the current administration. Mr. Trump creates enormous risk, seemingly blindly. One of the issues we will need to deal with as the vaccine rolls out is the vaccine's skeptics. There have always been vaccine skeptics from the beginning of the distribution of vaccinations, and they continue today. Now we have people who are amongst the mask objectors who are also saying they won't get the vaccine. It is certainly understandable that people are concerned with the speed of the rollout of COVID vaccines. Nonetheless, given the fact that we now see at least Great Britain in the process of administering the vaccine without, at least so far, any significant number of adverse reactions. It is interesting to note this past weekend that there was at least one story reported that the reason for the quick rollout was because recent vaccine developments left the tools in place to begin the process of developing a vaccine and was the baseline for quick action. Are there risks? Obviously. But there are risks either way you go here, and this may be the opportunity to safely reopen and safely travel. Scientists have discovered the precursor of a well-known pterosaurus, flying reptiles, that lived from 166 million years to 150 million years ago during the Cretaceous period and went extinct during the Paleogene mass extinction. One thing that has eluded scientists is how they came to fly, and it appears they descended from an agametic group of small reptiles that lived during the Triassic period. They are a great example of evolution as they emerge from significantly smaller animals into large flying creatures and are one of the best known in terms of being depicted in many dinosaur scenes. Always fascinating what scientists are discovering and what clues they produce on how the Earth evolved. The virus surges and many refused to act rationally by taking safety precautions. I'm fascinated by the blindness. Mr. Trump continues to stir the pot about the election. Mitch jumps off that train, but many are hanging on. Mr. Trump's legacy on the economic front is a bit of a mixed bag. An economy that did very well for 3 years, then fell off the cliff due to COVID-19, which he helped to get out of control. The results, over 10 million unemployed, millions losing health care insurance, over 300,000 have died. The national debt grew by $7 trillion and the trade deficit by $600 billion. The $7 billion increase in the debt has finally gotten the attention of Republican senators who are now concerned. Why? A Democratic administration is coming, so it's time to get back on the debt deficit bandwagon. Total hypocrisy. Canada is settling in for a renewed relationship with the U.S. as it struggles with COVID. At the same time, Canada and the U.S. have agreed to send a Canadian astronaut into space with the U.S. in 2023. Maybe we're back to being friendly neighbors. Let's hope. Saturday night, we watched a Celtic Christmas sojourn. It was a joyous evening of good music, song, dance, poetry, and memories. It was, in a word, uplifting and fun. May your holidays be comforted by the knowledge that a vaccine is on the way.